Thank you for joining us for today's Spotlight program. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Rebecca Skipper. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Some wear blue.
Some wear green.
Some wear skirts.
Others wear pants.
What are we talking about?
School uniforms. Children all over the world wear special clothes to school. Uniforms make all the children of the school look the same. Some people believe that it is good to make children wear the same clothes to school. But other people believe that school uniforms are a bad idea. Today's Spotlight will discuss the debate about school uniforms.
Recently, in Germany, school officials sent two young girls away from school. The girls were wearing Muslim burqas, or head coverings. Officials of the school did not think the girls should wear the burqas to school.
After the incident, the country's justice minister suggested an idea. She said that a national school uniform would solve the problem. Every child would have to wear the same kinds of clothes to school. The justice minister said that the uniforms would hide the differences between rich and poor children.
But many people in Germany believe that the school uniform is a bad idea. They think that it is linked to the Nazi era, when Hitler was leader during the Second World War. Hitler killed many innocent people during the war. Many children worked for Hitler. They wore special uniforms during Hitler's rule. So many people in Germany today do not like what uniforms represent. The uniforms make them remember the time of Hitler.
Germany is not the only country debating about uniforms. You can find debate about school uniforms all over the world. In fact, legal courts in France have had to settle many cases over school uniforms. In 2004, France finally had to pass a law. The law banned children from wearing any religious clothes or symbols to French state schools. This ban included symbols from any religion. The children were only permitted to wear the school uniform.
These kinds of court cases make many people wonder about how religion and education mix. Many people believe that children should be able to wear religious clothes to school.
But the debate about school uniforms is not just about religion. Children in Japan wear uniforms. Their uniforms model army uniforms from other countries and from different time periods. Many boys' uniforms look like 19th century Prussian army uniforms. and many girls' uniforms model European Navy uniforms.
The uniforms have nothing to do with Japan's own military past, and they do not represent Japanese culture either. But Japan established its education system in the 1870s. At that time, Japan looked to countries like Germany, France, and Britain for ideas. So today, Japanese school uniforms still model those old ideas. This concerns many Japanese people. They do not like the uniforms and what they represent. Many people want to create new uniforms that are more Japanese.
This example from Japan leads into the next reason why many people do not like school uniforms. They believe uniforms take away individuality. That is, uniforms do not let children express who they are. These people believe that children should wear what they want to school. Choosing clothes is a way to express yourself.
The BBC website asked people what they think about school uniforms. One man from Singapore had this to say.
Students, especially teens, should let their creativity flow. One's character can be seen in the clothes they wear. Students should have the freedom of showing other people who they really are.
Other people believe that uniforms cost too much money. Susan works for the United Nations Children Department in Kenya, in Africa. She says that uniforms are a mixed blessing for many poor families. She says,
"The idea behind the uniform was that it brings students together. Rich children and poor children look the same. But in truth, uniforms often cost parents more than what they can pay for. Many children only have one uniform. The uniform may be the only clothes they have. By the end of a school year, the uniform often looks old. This can bring shame to a child."
So, are school uniforms a bad idea? Well, there are many people who think that school uniforms are a very good idea. Vinod is from Kannur in southern India. He said,
"Individuals will always shine. It is the majority that needs looking after. Children should not feel afraid because of differences in society. In uniform, everyone looks the same. There is no religion, no rich, no poor. All are equal."
Peter is from San Diego, California, in the United States. He said,
"Uniforms often cost less money and are easier to provide than popular clothing."
Yunyoung Cho is from Seoul, Korea. She said,
"There are good reasons for wearing uniforms. Students feel united and attached to their school. Poor students do not have to worry about their old-looking clothes. All students can save time by not having to choose what to wear in the morning. Uniforms do not prevent individuality. Individuality does not come from one's clothes. It comes from what is inside a person.
And Fasahath is from Madras, India. She said,
Uniforms have to be sensitive to different cultural values. Simple solutions are seen in many schools in India. The uniforms for schools include different designs for girls. There are two kinds. One design fully covers the head and body of the girl. The other is usually a skirt and a shirt. The girls can choose to wear either design. The cost is pretty much the same for both designs. I think we can always solve a problem. We can try to find ways to help everyone.
So, are school uniforms a good idea for children? Or are they a bad idea? The debate is sure to continue as long as schools and children exist.
Sometimes during a debate or conflict, there is no clear answer. In situations like these, it is good to remember what is most important. Is a child's individuality most important? Is the child's right to wear religious clothing or symbols most important? Or is a child's education most important?
Education is very important, and every child deserves a safe environment where he or she may learn. That could mean sending children to school in a uniform, or it may mean children go to a school where there are no uniforms. But always remember what is most important. Remember that the debate should never be more important than the education.
The writer and producer of this program was Rebecca Skipper. Computer users can hear more Spotlight programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Debating School Uniforms.
What do you think about school uniforms? Please email us your comments at radio.english.net. Goodbye.